This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russian news reports are claiming that a Ukrainian exploding drone has been found in a forest near Moscow. It did not explode. Meanwhile, American-made Patriot missiles arrived in Ukraine last week, and a military spokesman there says some have already gone into service. Here at home, more shootings over the weekend. Police in Jasper County, Texas, now trying to figure out if two shootings early Sunday are connected. The AP's Donna Warder.
Local officials say shortly after midnight, nine teenagers were shot at an after-prom party in a home. Deputies with the Jasper County Sheriff's Office arrived to find the nine victims, but no injuries were expected to be life-threatening. There were some 250 people at the party at the time of the shooting. Authorities say there were no injuries at a second shooting that happened shortly after the first within the city limits of Jasper, Texas. Authorities are investigating whether the shootings are connected because they say there was a common vehicle at both incidents. I'm Jonna Water.
Kim Potter, the white Minnesota police officer who mistook her gun for a taser and killed black motorist Dante Wright in 2021, was released from prison early this morning. Jury selection is beginning today in the trial of a man accused of shooting and killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. The AP's Julie Walker.
50-year-old Robert Bowers is accused of shooting to death 11 Jewish worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Stephen Cohen is with New Light Congregation, which was sharing the space when the attack happened.
For 5 years, we've been sitting on tenterhooks. We want there to be justice.
Bowers offered to plead guilty in return for a life sentence. Federal prosecutors turned him down. He's facing the death penalty.
Len Goodman, once a judge on Dancing with the Stars, has died. He was 78. He'd been diagnosed with bone cancer. This is AP News. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? The AP's Margie Zarletta's got this.
The Super Mario Brothers movie continues its domination at the box office in its third weekend of release.
Peaches, 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 peaches.
The Super Mario Brothers movie earned another $58.2 million in ticket sales this weekend, according to industry estimates. It is coming close to hitting the $1 billion mark worldwide. It would be only the fourth movie since the pandemic that hit that milestone, after Spider-Man No Way Home, Top Gun Maverick, and Avatar The Way of Water. Number two this week is the debut of Evil Dead Rise. Guy Ritchie's The Covenant debuts in third place. John Wick Chapter 4 is number 4, and Air is number 5. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Jeff Shell, the chief executive of NBC Universal, is leaving the company. In a brief statement, he said Sunday would be his last day after what he called an inappropriate relationship with a woman in the company. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.